Leanna Crawford, Stillwater's WWIB, right to quarter to six. It is the start time for the best 5 minutes of the day here between songs and Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard different takes about snow coming still, and some people were like, yeah, there's nothing in the forecast. It looks like we're good. And other people are like, I don't know. And the people who said, I don't know, are right, because winter storm watch in effect in the Chippewa Valley, 4 in the morning Wednesday till 10 at night. They're talking 3 to 7 inches, and it's not really supposed to turn from a rain-snow mix to snow until after 2.
Can I just say that's dumb? I think we should be done with snow for the year.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, come on. Our ground is clear.
Yeah.
I think it should just be a divine statement that northern Wisconsin is just done with snow for now.
Mother Nature doesn't want to let go.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's happened. My mom said she had to shovel snow yesterday, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised we're getting it.
Yeah, I think what I read was, you know, further south, it might be rain, but we're in the north part, so all right.
Wonderful.
Anyhow, hang in there for a couple of days. Today's supposed to be upper 50s, so that's nice.
That's good.
We're in that period of our oldest birthdays. Yours, Grace, yesterday, and ours, Evelyn, today.
A day apart.
Mm-hmm.
Literally a day apart, because they're the same age.
Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah. Yeah, we had a bit of a surprise. Grace had wanted to put off celebrating her birthday because she's in school and had stuff to do this weekend. And then yesterday about 1 o'clock said, hey, can we still celebrate my birthday tonight? And so we scrambled and got things together for that. So.
That's funny how that works. We, led by my wife as often as possible, after church, we have our kids and some of their friends over, and so we did that anyhow. But then sort of yesterday morning, Ev was just like in the family chat, like, hey, when can we get together to celebrate? Which we ended up doing last night, going out. So anyhow.
Where did you go?
We went to Akame, the sushi place.
Oh,
and
sure.
I think I have some leftover vegetable fried rice. So
We actually went to Olive Garden and had Rosie. So that was the first time we've been to a sit-down restaurant with her. At least Heather and I have been to a sit-down restaurant.
How did she fare?
With her, so. Great. It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Great Lexi, great wait staff there. Really appreciated her while we were there. And
so. Now, you said the restaurant. Say it again.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and this came up some yesterday because, like, nothing against Akame or even Olive Garden, but sometimes when you leave it to the birthday choice, and I know a lot of times you guys will do carry-in for the birthday, right?
Right, yep. That's
and
my
then,
preference.
And we'll do that sometimes, but,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to remember you're not the one who's choosing, you know?
Right,
so
exactly.
They'll choose a restaurant, like, and boy, a lot of free advertising for us, but, you know, maybe you personally would want to pick, like, Texas Roadhouse or something, but others, maybe that's not what they want to go with.
Right. So. Yeah, you got to respect their choice.
I know.
And, yeah.
And I'd even gotten sushi on Wednesday from Festival. That is now 4 free plugs for people who are not paying. But anyhow, no, although we did give away Festival gift cards on Friday, so I can tie that in. But
very good.
I'd gotten some sushi on Wednesday, but I was just like, sometimes I find myself after that going, okay, that was the appetizer. You know, it's hard to have it as the main meal. But
that's a good point.
Wow, at the breakfast table on Saturday, you blew me away when you said you're 189.9 pounds. I did not hit a scale, but I'm afraid we're close to the same weight. How could that be? You're like way taller than me.
I don't know how that's possible. My mom yelled at me yesterday. So,
yeah.
I'm eating as much as I can right now. So I don't know how to navigate that. I never thought I'd. I mean, I'm as low as I was in my junior year of high school. So I don't remember.
But my wife asked me later, she's like, what's the gastric bypass surgery advice for people then who you've lost 10 pounds under what you said your target is?
Yeah. Eat higher calorie density foods and to eat them more often is the plan. Typically what happens is people will lose to a certain weight and then they'll regain some of that.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just haven't hit that regain place yet. And so I'm just trying to navigate this at this point.
But well, I thought, you know,
where it takes us.
Sometimes people don't exercise enough. You've been doing that and all the walking. I mean, maybe, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
It feels bad to say back off on the walking. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new challenge for me. I've never had the issue of losing too much weight before in my life. So.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Real quick, Larry Crabb, the Papa Prayer from 2006.
I got to find that then in my book. Papa Prayer. So it's interesting. Larry wrote this thing about relational prayer.
Yeah.
And You know, prayer, everybody wonders what is prayer, right? And how do we pray well? And so he used the Papa prayer, of course, this mnemonic to reference God. And Papa actually stands for present, attend, purge, and approach. You know, and so it's kind of bringing to God, hey, what do we want to talk about? Listening for the movement of God. You know, I think bringing out what might be blocking our relationship, and then approaching God as the greatest good. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I really tried to implement that for a while, this idea of this relational prayer. And I think it's a good way to think about how to pray, how to get connected with God.
Yeah.
So
we talk a lot about that. Thank you, friend. Have a great day. Our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB. All right, birthdays, anniversaries, our promise of the day. And yes, we start with my daughter, Evelyn. She is 25 today, so happy birthday to her. She's talented. She graduated from Liberty with a degree in religion and counseling. She got her cosmetology degree, and she works as a stylist at Nicole's. And she is a very talented actress when she gets the opportunity. Most recently in one of the Sam Shovel plays, not the last one, the one before that, she did as good a job acting as I've ever seen from her. It's great. And she's a great friend. She has a wonderful friend group. And I made a fun post on Facebook that is drawing a good amount of attention today already. I got a approved picture from her to share, and said there that happy birthday to the one who made us, the amazing Evelyn, who made Peggy and I parents 25 years ago today. Ev, we love you so much and are so proud of the person you've become and are becoming. You're smart, intense, hardworking, creative, beautiful inside and out, and really cool. We're so privileged to have you as our firstborn. So fun to share that and hear on the radio. And my friend Birthday Bob chiming in as well, I think, on the listener line today. He says, happy birthday, Evelyn. Praying for an amazing birthday with many blessings from your family and friends. But also, he's got an anniversary, happy 46th anniversary to Wes and Charlotte Moans. Thanking God for the amazing blessing you both are to our growing family. Celebrating you all day, Bob and Brenda. 46 years, way to go, guys. Also, we go to Facebook for some more birthdays today, and that includes the likes of Garrett Garrettson. He's been a part of the group that's done the men's outreach for a few years in Osceola that John Pulley was a part of. Rob Hernandez, sports writer extraordinaire. Pat Tatera. Destiny Jackson, happy birthday today as well. On a Make Us Laugh Monday, a guy who puts a smile on our face and a song in our heart. No pressure, though, for stand-up comic and pastor Drew Fralick in Michigan, in Ferndale, where they're still celebrating the Michigan win over the big... Didn't mean much, though. You got a 5 seed in the tournament, so I don't know. By that point, I think the committee had already decided.
I don't even know what any of that means. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it's hard to brag. It's hard to be like, hey, Mark, we won the title, because I couldn't even tell you a single player on the team.
Yeah.
You know, I could watch some of these games just for a little, like, just watch 5 minutes. So I can be like, hey, Mark, how do you like Smitherton, huh? He's pretty good.
Yeah.
How about him? But I didn't yesterday. So, but congratulations to Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I did watch
Wisconsin. Wisconsin's in the tournament, right?
They're a 3 seed, actually. So they're seeded higher. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan beat Wisconsin both times they played. The last 4 times they played, 3 times this season, but Wisconsin seeded out. I think Wisconsin had a better record overall. So.
Okay. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the tournament?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin. Here's the thing: they played 4 games in 4 days, and now they're going to play again on Thursday in Denver. And so it's kind of crazy. Like, everybody was hoping they were going to Milwaukee, but there's a whole system. I posted the article on my Facebook page if you want to read it from the Journal Sentinel today. It explains the whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
So St. Patrick's Day is mm-hmm. How did he get so famous?
Okay. So I have no idea. So I'm trying to understand this. So like Ireland had a snake infestation.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, like, if you have a snake infestation, Like, if you had that nowadays, who would you even call? I don't know, Terminex or something?
Yeah,
and
I
then
think so.
St. Patrick. Again, I know about as much about St. Patrick as I do Michigan basketball. So St. Patrick drove all the snakes out, and now people wear green glasses and hats and drink green beer. That's all I know.
I'd gotten two leprechaun jokes from John this morning. Did you want to hear those?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right. Well, he's got them, so here we go.
Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun? Because he's always too short.
Yeah. There we go. And here's another one.
Can I say this before you go to the second one?
Yeah.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
It's good to hear John's voice. I've never met John, but I hope one day I can meet John.
He's a retired teacher. He's a retired teacher.
He sounds
like
a delightful human.
Yeah, he is. No, he's fantastic. Yeah. I visited him in the hospital last year. Here we go. Here's another one.
What did the giant say to the leprechaun? Speak up.
It's passing the bar for a joke. Right there. Yeah.
I can almost like he's saying it very slowly, make sure we understand it. So
I know. I like how he kinda like leads you into it and then he tells you and then you're like, oh, okay, this is the part I'm supposed to laugh.
He loses him.
It's fun.
Hey,
I love John.
Corned beef and cabbage, is that on the Frelick menu for today?
Yeah, we might do that. We might make something. I usually fry fish, something like that. It's also my mom's 70th birthday today.
Well, wish her a happy birthday.
If you're listening to the WIB Wake Up Show, happy 70th birthday to Karen Frelick, a wonderful woman, a wonderful mother, a pillar of the community in Detroit. So happy birthday to you.
Can we try to get her on next week to have her tell us a story about you?
We could, she's on vacation in Florida, but I'll talk to her.
All right. See if we can set something up.
We will. We'll set something up.
Thank you. Our buddy Drew Frelick here on WWIB. Our CCM Song Showdown continuing on this Make Us Laugh Monday here on WWIB. And we'd love to hear from you as... we've got two other listeners who have nominated. Dave has nominated Ben Fuller. You'll hear the song that he's got there. And then also Jackie from Eau Claire, and she's going with Crowder.
Yeah, so again, the song Grave Robber by Crowder going against the song Ben Fuller's Who I Am. And so which song moves on to the next round? You decide with your votes. As always, you can vote two ways, 715-396-1670 by text, 715-396-1670. Bonus vote available by commenting on the post that's live right now in the WIB Wake Up Show private Facebook group. And as always, the song nominators are welcome to give a little introduction to why they chose their song and why you should vote for it. Here's Dave.
Hi, this is Dave Spencer. I picked Ben Fuller for my artist. Who I Am is a song that gives me hope that we all can get salvation from a father that can give us such a wonderful gift. And thank you. Just reach out for that gift. That's all we have to do. Have a great day.
Here's the introduction from Jackie from Eau Claire for Grave Robber by Crowder.
Good morning, WWIB and family. I'm calling because I chose Grave Robber from Crowder because I love how he made it based on the story of Lazarus in the Bible and addresses the fact that Jesus is who he said he is. He really can defeat death and sin forever. It has helped one of our family members pull out of a difficult and hopeless situation. The lyrics often convey themes of redemption, forgiveness, inviting hope after a period of darkness or despair. And our family loves Crowder, and we hope you vote for him. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Congratulations to Jackie and Eau Claire as Crowder's Grave Robber moving on over Ben Fuller this morning and the wonderful song Who I Am. So Crowder moves on to the final eight.
All right, well done, Crowder, and well played, Ben Fuller.
All right, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday, and still trying to raise support for our Hope in Holes. Caleb going to take his first stab at it in about an hour or now. And then the big drawing with Dawson later today before 5 on the drive for a pair of tickets for Ren Collective this Saturday night at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. All right, the first of my three jokes this morning. Caleb, apparently Germany is now advising people to stock up on cheese and sausages. Yeah, it's called the worst case scenario.
There you go. What have I got here this morning? You know what? When I was a kid, we bought a dog from a blacksmith. Yeah, blacksmith. As soon as he got home, he made a bolt for the door.
There you go. Well, I've got a dog joke as well. What do you call a cold puppy?
I'm not sure.
A chili dog.
All right. There you go. You know what, Havel? This is what I found. Worrying works because more than 90% of the things I worry about never happen.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, there you go. Hey, finally this morning, did you know you can tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile by paying attention to whether the animal sees you later or in a while?
All right. Oh, man. And wow, this is really, I don't know. This was not saving the best for last. Today I learned if you turn a canoe over, you can wear it as a hat. You know why?
Why?
Because it's capsized.
Okay. Well, the bathroom. We go there, but the controversy, one of the great controversies in life, and certainly it can be one in marriage, is what is the correct way to hang the toilet paper?
It's one of those age-old debates. And again, what is the right way to do it? Research shows you use less TP when you drape the end over the top of the roll simply because it's easier to see.
That is the way I prefer.
You also don't have to reach as far to grab the paper. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Also, it's more, this one I've never thought of before, Caleb. It's more sanitary to pull from the front since you're not touching the wall and leaving germs as you would when pulling from the back.
And finally, they say this is the big one. They say hotels can't be wrong, and that's the way they do it. I don't know. Take that where you will.
So if you're having a marital conflict about it, and you're like, well, hotels can't be wrong.
Yeah, right. So anyway, they say hang it from the front.
Yes.
That's the correct way,
although,
according to
I've heard
research.
People say who have cats say there's a reason they do it the other way, because the cat unrolls the thing.
So again.
What about that?
I don't know. This is why the debate rages on.
This is the new background for Hope and Holes.
Yes, and I feel like we need to say something about a tradition unlike any other. But the thing is, this isn't a tradition because we're just doing this for the first time. This is the inaugural day of Hope and Holes. So we had Hope and Hoops for the first couple weeks of March, and then the fundraiser continues with Hope and Holes. So imagine we are out on a beautiful golf course, and I'm going to step over to the putting green here. And again, what we've been trying to make people understand is this is sort of like skee ball and mini golf. So it's a putting green, but also there's you have to kind of ramp the ball. It's a little foam ball. You have to ramp it over a little inclined plane, and then it needs to pop up over that inclined plane into some various little holes with nets. So it's not just like putting into a hole. It's honestly way more difficult than that.
You got to have the elevation, and how strong you hit it is really significant.
Yeah. So I have no idea. I'm hoping I can make at least one. That's the hope.
Yep. All right, here we go. I've got the play-by-play. I've had to move my mic to the right so I can actually see this. I've never done golf play-by-play, although I got to say your intro with the tradition like no other. I mean, you sounded like you're ready to replace Jim Nance. So, all right. Yeah. But Jim is sticking with golf. He gave up the NCAA hoops, though. All right, so this is it. He's had some warm-ups, and he's behind the white line. We've tried to move it away from the wall and give him a little bit of space. Yeah, I know that is definitely the case. First one is up, and didn't quite go, but he's got four more tries. Again, it pops up, and then you hope it flies into the hole. Second one is, he got it in the middle, yeah. That's in the 300-point slot, although we're just saying get it in any of them. Three more to go. There we go, Ed. Oh, he got it in the 500. He's two out of three. There we go. We're going to get you on a real golf course, I think. Two more to go. Next one is up, and it didn't quite go. Oh, it is. You're right. Yeah, it's got the green stripe on it. The birds are chirping, cheering you on. Two for four so far. The last putt, there it is, and off to the left a little bit. But, hey, you got two of them in there. Good job.
Man, I was shooting for one.
Yeah.
Can I give myself a little golf clap here?
Please do. Yeah. Nice.